Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/verbalshenanigans. Over 150,000 titles to choose from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
But our shenanigans are cheeky and fun.
Yeah, I mean, his shenanigans are cruel and tragic.
Which makes them not shenanigans at all, really.
Evil shenanigans.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says shenanigans.
Yes! Oh my goodness, Verbal Shenanigans is turning 50!
Oh yeah.
Yes!
Is episodes like an actual age length? Or?
Yeah! 50 episodes, Michael Berlew!
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Just spectacular.
The little podcast that could.
Mm-hmm.
I am excited. Back doing what I love doing most, this little podcast. Michael Berlew, episode 50. Can you believe it?
Yeah, it was a long road, man, but you know, we kept trekking at it. Yep. And we got here.
We,
man,
really persevered through the tough times. Yeah. 50 episodes deep.
I mean, we're only 600 behind the Simpsons, so we're just bound to catch them eventually.
That's it. Move over, Bill Burr. Move over, Mark Maron.
Exactly, man.
Verbal Shenanigans is on the way.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Berlew brought all sorts of... and
party
I'm
favors.
Not kidding. Like, this isn't just for the radio. You'll see. We got party favors. We got a 50 candle. Get us in the mood. Plates. And blowers that barely work. It's great.
Yeah.
But anyway...
It's the best I could do on the Verbal Shenanigans budget.
We got a star-studded show today, Michael Berlew.
Oh.
We got me.
Okay.
We got me. You got you.
Right.
We got Obi. And we got call-ins from lots of people who've been on the podcast before. Oh. It's a big-time celebration here, and I couldn't be happier.
History.
Could not be happier. But... anyway, welcome to the Verbal Shenanigans podcast. Obviously, you know that if you're listening to it. But, 50 episodes, you know, it's interesting to look back because, like I said, this podcast started with me just talking literally into my computer. The first couple episodes, I didn't even do it with a mic. I just used the computer mic and just recorded it. And, you know, it started with me and my friend Taryn, my friend Juan. They were on a bunch of episodes, and actually before I even put the podcast out, I've recorded like 9 of them, which is probably stupid because I should have released them as they went, but I released 9 the first time. I'm like, here's a whole bunch. You know?
That was a funny thing. Like, I was looking back at some of the past episodes. All right. You know, once a week, once every couple of weeks. But I go all the way to the beginning. It's like 9 episodes within a 6-minute period.
Yep. 9 episodes, something like that. So that wasn't I was thinking like, oh, here's a bunch to listen to, but it probably, and also at that time I didn't know what platform to do, and I'm still looking up like how to sign up and whatnot. But anyway, all the way through episode 50 here, and it's cool to see where the podcast has gone. You know, like the first couple episodes were like we'd pick a topic and talk about that, and then like I started thinking about getting more guests on. Then somewhere along the way, I had you on, and you kind of just stuck around. Still can't get rid of you. I'm waiting for your next co-host to come, but stay tuned for that.
Well, I got an injunction in there, so, you know, it's going to be a while. I mean, I got to figure at least 2 years in court minimum, so.
Yeah, stay tuned for the next co-host. He's coming soon. We got our first caller on the line.
I didn't even know we had a call-in.
Yeah, we got a call-in system. We just don't like to give the number out, you know.
Yeah,
it's a little weird. But we'd be really remiss if, you know, a good friend of ours, guy we do a lot of work for, that took us around, really showed us some of the comedy ropes, Johnny Watson's calling in.
Oh, my God. Johnny.
Johnny. Johnny, how
you there,
are you?
Buddy?
Johnny? Johnny.
Johnny's very shy, people.
I want to send a big shout-out to my buddies over at Verbal Shenanigans, Scott and Michael Bilo. Fifth episode for those guys. Here's the weird thing. I can't believe they've gotten through five episodes.
Five.
Verbal Shenanigans. None of them can barely speak.
None of them anyway, can barely speak good English.
All right, guys, I'm going to keep listening because I spend most of my time listening to your show, and then I go back and I listen again so I can decipher what you guys are talking about. But on a serious note, man, good congratulations and many more shows, and let's all get together. All right.
Oh.
Johnny Watson.
Was that Watson out? Oh. Was that like an old voicemail?
Was on the live
45 episodes.
It was on the live feed. The line.
Huh. Maybe we got a bad connection.
I don't know.
That was saying 50 five, and it came out episodes. As 5.
Well, thank you, Johnny.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that was really nice of you. Thanks for calling in, and we will keep the show going.
I can't wait for episode 6.
You know what? I almost want to play this song again. You want to know why?
Why is that?
Hold on. Just bring it back. Yes! And here's why, people! The Tampa Bay Lightning going to the final! Yes! If you heard on last week's episode, I thought this was going to come to bite me in the ass. But the king giving up 2 goals and the Rangers can't support him whatsoever. And all is right in the world again for Mr. Scott Brennan here.
I remember...
So happy.
I remember ESPN ran some like little mini set that said Lindquist was like 7-0 in game 7. So he was like lights out. Lightning in now.
Did you hear Lundqvist invited Brodeur over for tea?
Really?
No cups. Weird. I saw that
fan,
meme.
So it's not that funny.
Well, yeah. Well, I am so happy. You know, and this has been a rough couple years. Rangers have been so damn good. And every year, I think they're there. This year, I told you before, and I thought it was gonna be Ducks Rangers, and turned out to be
the opposite.
But I did get close. That was like at the beginning. I said Ducks Rangers. I really thought the Rangers were gonna pull it off yesterday, 2 days ago. But they didn't, and I could relax again because now I just got to worry about baseball season and football season, and don't really care who wins the NBA. I'd like the story on both sides in the NBA. LeBron, you just got to give this guy credit, man. He's a monster.
Yeah, I mean, we'd all love him if it wasn't for the fact of the decision, you know.
I saw a great meme, which is rare, but it was like, it showed all the teams in history, like, oh, this is okay, this is okay, this is okay.
Yeah,
last one was the Heat, like, oh, this is unbelievable.
They had, like, all the, like, Kareem and Magic and Worthy.
Parrish, Russell, and...
Parrish, McHale, and Bird.
And Bird, yep.
Pippen, Jordan and
Rodman.
I mean, the only difference I will
Malone, Peyton, Kobe, Shaq.
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
Malone didn't win one with the Lakers.
He did? Well, I mean, like, he was, like, okay, though. Yeah. Like, no one cared. Like, super...
I guess I would somewhat say in those other cases, like, McHale and Parrish were always thought of as, like, a 2 and a 3, same... I mean, about the only one you can't say is Johnson, but they drafted him.
But could you say, if you really look at it, could you say Bosch is a 2, you know? Like, he's a great player, but he's not, like, all-time...
Hands down, they did the smart thing. They went to the finals 4 times. They won twice, was it? 2 out of 4? Or is it 1 out of 4?
They got 2. They got 2.
So, I mean, God bless them.
I mean, this guy's unbelievable, though. Yeah, he's unbelievable.
He's like a machine, man. He's just huge.
He's just huge and fast and nimble. It's like, You just can't. I can't put it on. No, you can't hate him.
Insane athlete. If he was in any other sport, he'd probably still dominate those sports. I could see him in the NFL.
Oh, tight end.
Yeah,
just Jimmy Graham all day, like just like that. But on the other hand, the Warriors are in, and I really like. I was telling you, I think I was telling you the other night. You know, in the Sonics, I started liking the Sonics right around that 95, because like every kid I grew up, like Jordan, the Bulls, blah 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 blah. You know, I was young though. And Sean Kemp came around, and he just won my heart over, and I became a Sonics fan. Sonics left. Like, I'm not going to go into a long story, but Sonics left, so I didn't really have a team. I didn't want to follow the Thunder. And my buddy Keith and I, he didn't have a team either. Like, he kind of liked the Pacers a little bit, but we both didn't have a team. And we put a bunch of names in a hat, and we picked out the Warriors. I'm like, oh, that's it. We're going to be Warriors fans, you know, and just pick a team because we were free agents. Like, it wasn't like we were jumping ship. We were both free agents. And we never stuck to it because if your heart's not, like, if there's nothing really keeping you in it, like, you raised on them, your dad likes them, you went to game, something usually gets you to love them first. You fade out, and now the Warriors are in it, and they are nasty. Then Steph Curry is so... I never thought that guy would be this. He reminded me of J.J. Redick from Duke, like in college. Like, he was a nasty shooter and never really... I didn't think he was going to go anywhere but being like a great three-point shooter.
Mm-hmm.
He has evolved his game completely. He's like so good. So good.
Yeah, and I feel bad for Mark Jackson, man. He built that entire team. He was there for 3 years. I mean, they told the stories. They practically run the same freaking offense as when they got rid of them and put in Kerr. And this team's in the finals. And the guy is forced to broadcast and talk about the team he basically built, who should be in there getting a ring with them.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, we got another caller.
Oh, good, good.
Wow, the episode's going really well. Oh, wow, it's from the first female who was ever on the show.
Ooh.
Rayla Bloom, who now is Pamela Ray, because that's her real name.
Okay.
So, but Pam, Rayla, Pam, Rayla, are you there?
Hello.
Hey, Verbal Shenanigans. Oh. It's Pamela Ray. I just wanted to wish you a happy 50th episode. Oh. Your fans must be so proud.
They are.
I'm so sorry. Oh, they're just the one. Your fan must be really proud. Oh.
My mom loves us.
Oh. Well, thank you, Rayla. Thank you, Pamela. Thanks for the call. And wow, another caller. I mean, that was cool.
I mean, I guess I think we have honesty more than one. Is the best policy. You know,
this is great. Two callers. We haven't had callers in a long time. Yeah. Like, it's great. But
That was weird.
I went paddleboarding again yesterday.
Really?
Yes. Liked it a lot again, very chill. And then I actually ended up going to lunch at a place up there. And there was this guy there that looked, he was kind of obnoxious to talk to. He just wouldn't shut up, but he looked exactly like Anthony Bourdain and sounded exactly like him. I'm like, dude, you look exactly like Anthony Bourdain. He's like, I get that all the time. I'm like, if I were you, I'd be using that to my advantage at restaurants.
Yeah.
Be like, can I sample the all the appetizers, please, and sign some autographs?
Yeah.
And, it was weird, though.
I'm just going in the kitchen. I'll make something for myself. Don't worry about me.
But that's cool. Yeah, paddleboarding game was pretty cool. I don't know. I think I'd like to buy one of those, but I don't know. I feel like I'd buy it, do it like three weekends in a row, and then be like,
yeah,
put it away.
That's the
garage
thing,
or something.
I mean, you'd have to do at least like anywhere from 8 to 10 times for it to pay for itself, and it just seems like something, it's like it's going to be a hassle. Or if you're like, well, I gotta do this and this, so I'm not sure if I can fit in paddleboarding, blah blah blah.
Yeah. But Burley, you've had like a week of clarity, a week off from work, all doing all sorts of things. I was thinking, you know, this is like Burley's week of discovery, finding himself. Like, we talked about the zoo early in the week. You've done a lot of other things though.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this. What else have you done this week?
Let's see. Yesterday, I did a pizza tour up in New York.
Pizza tour?
Yeah.
Like multiple pizza places?
Yeah. I saw it on the internet. I went up there, walked about 3 miles to find the person, but they basically took us through some of the biggest pizza places in New York, got a slice from different places, you know. There's one place... it actually cooks their pizzas with coal.
Okay, like a coal oven?
Like a coal oven, yeah. Like in in the past, it
so it's
was
like filled with cancer and stuff.
Yeah. Well, that was the thing. That it's one of the only ones left because it's a grant. It's grandfathered in. They kept
week
their
of discovery.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And
really,
that was when
self-reflection.
As I shoved the pie down my throat, I realized an epiphany.
Yeah, I noticed a lot of food on this week of discovery.
Yeah. Well, the day before, I went to Philadelphia, walked around a little bit into the city, and then I went to the marketplace, ate some food there, and I had a pork sandwich with Rob. It's supposed to be like the other official sandwich of Philadelphia.
Okay.
Saw it before, so I'm like, oh, that's interesting. It was good.
Mm-hmm. You also went to the aquarium.
Yeah.
Where you saw my boy Button, maybe.
Yeah.
You don't really know.
Button was
the hippo I was talking about that I went to his birthday party randomly.
Yeah, there were two hippos. They weren't really moving around. They just stuck in the corner there. They were kind of snooty, to be brutally honest.
Like, if you're stuck in a tank all day, I'd probably be just vegging in the corner. It was kind of hot that day.
It was swampy. It was
smells,
stanky
right?
in there.
Smells.
Oh, it's disgusting.
You ever see those clips of how hippos, like, shit, and they use their tail? It's like, and they splatter it all over the place. That's, like, real, apparently. Like, that's what they do. That's awesome. So what else did you do on your week of discovery? Berlin's week of discovery.
I'm trying to think.
You want me to just turn this music up a little to let you really...
I did some walking in the trails up in northern Jersey.
Yeah,
it was
there a babbling brook?
Yes, it's all coming back to me right now. I actually, I kind of got a little bit lost in the woods there. Mm. I was following the signs, you know, that they have like colored markers, and I was following it for a while, and this one place, this is the first time I'd done their trail, they have bad, like, insect problems. I had some kind of, like, buzzing insect. It wasn't a bee. It wasn't anything that was by. It was just annoying as hell as you're trying to walk for, like, 2 miles hiking.
Mm.
And it got to the point I got so frustrated, I started jogging away. I came to the open path. And then I realized, I'm like, uh-oh, I don't see where the markers are anymore.
Berlew's week of discovery.
So I discovered I could walk for a very long time trying to find my car.
So now, like, obviously, this you've had a lot of stress at work in the last couple months, right? You would say that?
Oh,
we've talked about it many times. You've come in ready to kill.
Yeah, I won't go into full details. No. The day I leave that job, you'll get a ton of detail. Yeah. Think about the future. But I work in IT. It's a 24/7 job. It's one of those things, if something goes down for 2 minutes, you have to spend like 6 hours explaining why it was down for 2 minutes. So
it was week of discovery.
Yeah. So it was just really nice to kind of just...
clear your head?
Yeah. And not even like worry about like a trip where it's like, all right, I got to do X, Y, and Z in this amount of time. It was just... I feel like getting a pizza in New York, and I did it.
Yeah, you did. I was jealous. I saw some of your posts on Facebook. I was like, this looks fun. You know, you went to a battleship, right?
Yeah, right by the aquarium. Hmm. I did a little tour there. The freakiest thing there is there's a couple of cabins. They just, without telling anybody, they chose to put, like, mannequins in there. So you turn the corner, and you scare the shit out of yourselves. And I just spent the rest of the trip going, I know at, like, 2 in the morning... these things come alive.
Yes.
You know, like...
So how do you feel? The week is coming to a close. Work is tomorrow?
Yes.
Yes. How do you feel? Are you dreading it?
Yes.
But how do you feel? Do you feel like you got a load off?
Do
you feel
great.
Refreshed?
I mean...
that's what a week off is supposed to make you feel like.
I also hung out with a couple friends and all, so... it felt great, you know? I felt alive. And now
and
tomorrow
note,
I want to kill myself.
Berlew's week of discovery. By the way, were you able to read any books over the week?
I was doing so many things. I don't have the time to, like, pull it out. I was driving around. I mean, you can't drive and read a physical book. I mean, I'm not sure really
do. You know there's a solution to that, right?
There is.
Yes.
Tell me.
Well, you ever hear of Audible.com?
I have.
Audible.com. Sponsoring our show, but if you go to audibletrial.com/verbalshenanigans, you can get yourself an audiobook. So you could have been walking in the woods listening to The Hobbit.
instead of listening to that bug in my
right,
ear.
Right, and you would have had protection with your with your headphones on.
This sounds wonderful, Scott, but I'm kind of worried about like costs and stuff.
No, naturally you'd be worried about costs, but that's why if you sign up, you get a free trial for 30 days. Oh, and you get a free audio book.
Oh, my God.
A free one.
There's nothing better than free.
So, yes, if you go to audibletrial.com/verbalshenanigans and get yourself a free audiobook. Check it out. I'm actually going to – I want to go on there and look if they have the Mike Tyson book for real because I heard that's fantastic, biography. Oh. You hear that? We got a caller.
Who we – somebody we know?
Yeah. Oh, wow. I think I recognize this number. Caller, you're on the
Carney.
Hold on, Joe. I got to turn.
Joe, you had a Brooke.
Joe, hold on. Joe.
Joe's week of reflection.
Yeah. I think it's Joe Carney.
One
of the partners in McDonald and Carney.
Yeah.
Dumb kids in the back, or that's it. Joe.
Hey, this is Joe Carney.
Oh,
Joe. Wanted to send a big congratulations to Scott Brennan and Michael Berlew on their 50th season. I don't know where the time has gone. Verbal Shenanigans has been around since... What's that?
What?
50th episode?
Yeah,
well, yeah.
With the... I'm filming this tonight. I'm on stage. You guys call me off stage to come down and record a congratulations for our 50th episode? That was 50 episodes. It's nothing.
But
who the hell is Scott Brennan and Michael Berlew? This is crap. What are you out of your mind? What a bunch of unprofessionals.
Ooh.
Ugh.
Thanks, Joe.
He hung up?
Huh. Thanks, Joe.
I think I'm special.
Wow. Thank you, Joe Carney, for calling in.
Yeah.
Really?
You can apologize on Wednesday when you're at the Oak Barrel.
Yeah. I thank you, I think. The good call. Good call. Good call. Thank you. But yes, yesterday I was driving onto a freelance job, and I saw a Corvette. Nice, beautiful Corvette. I'm like, wow. And he pulls in front of me, and he has the license plate VR-0-0-0-M. Vroom. Like, that's what he had to prove, that his car was fast, or that's the sound he makes when he drives.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to ram into the back of his car so bad. Vroom.
You had to pay $50 to say vroom? I mean, I'd be kind of curious if, like, he had other options and... You go out there. Hi, can I get a license plate that goes boom, 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 boom?
Yeah.
Too many letters.
It just literally made me sick. Like, I wanted this guy to literally lose his car.
It's douche level.
Yes.
If we were doing Dirtbag of the Week, he might win.
It was just absolutely absurd. Like vroom. That's like the ass man or whatever.
Yeah, from Seinfeld.
Exactly. So I don't know. Yeah, well, that was a little
ass weird. Man sounds like what he should have called himself.
Yeah, or asshole.
Mm-hmm.
But So that was a little interesting. And I have a little I was going through my files.
Okay.
And I found my first open mic audio from 2005.
Really?
Yes, it was at the Comedy Village in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And I had my buddy send it to me. And
it's killer, right?
Yeah, it's killer, all right. I have the audio. I wanted to play it.
Okay.
The audio's a little rough. It was recorded on a tape player, so, and from the back of the room. But I tried to clean it up a little bit, and I thought it would be a something fun for the show. Maybe not so fun for me, but let's take a listen. What do you think?
Okay. Well, I'm down with that.
Oh, man. I got, like, the flop sweats on my forehead right now. So here we go. So I'm going to stop it periodically and maybe tell you what I was saying.
Okay.
So here we go.
Live Wire's guys,
Hold on, hold on. Let's get my introduction here. So what I just said there, was, so I got up on the stage and apparently I said, I know what you're thinking, as if I, this is exactly what people, why are Irish guys' heads so big?
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, me and my, I have a problem with the size of my head, and that me and my girlfriend are going through a stage where she wakes up thinking the Corleones were after her. Get it?
I get it. It's horse face.
Yeah, like a horse head?
Yeah. That's, see, that's what you should have done after you said the joke. Do you get it?
Yeah. So, shall we continue?
Yeah, why not?
So
why not?
I opened with that killer joke. Got to laugh. Got to laugh.
Panhandlers. It starts off the first block. I get your nickel. Next block, you know, it's like, yo, I can eat your box. And I don't know, before you know it, your shit's untied and they're walking away. But a lot of these panhandlers don't even try anymore. Today, I'm a block away from the, you know, the comedy cellar, and the guy comes up wearing a suit, sipping gray juice out of a brown bag. That doesn't make quite sense to me. But all this stuff got me thinking. It got me reminded of, you guys have the panhandlers and that's the one.
So, what I just said there
mm-hmm.
was I'm from New Jersey, and I don't come to New York very often, and you guys have a lot of panhandlers here.
I got that part.
And you notice my delivery, too, how dead on it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds natural.
You notice the expression in my voice? and... yeah, I said, you know, a guy comes up to me and says, I can get that, and, you know, takes my shoes, and he comes up to me sipping Grey Goose out of a paper bag.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
Well, I get what you're saying, because Grey Goose is an expensive vodka, and,
right.
You know, panhandlers wouldn't regularly be drinking
right.
Grey Goose, ergo you achieve jokeness.
Yeah, so yeah, that was a good joke by by me. I guess we should continue.
Yeah.
And then the last thing I said was, did you guys have panhandlers in high school? So let's see what happens here.
I want to open delivery.
You bring me your $3 for your bagel, your soda, and your big cookie. I know you guys have big cookies.
You bring your $3 to school to get your bagel, your soda, and the big cookie. Mm-hmm. And then with expression, I said, I know you had the big cookie.
Yeah. We've all had the big cookie, so that was a good observational joke.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is 2005, mind you.
Yeah.
So you go off to the vending machine. I can get you a nickel. Like, no, man, I need this nickel. You know, before you know it, it's in their hand and they're sliding out of your hand. But, and then all of a sudden, it's like, yo, next day you come in, like, yo, I'm gonna beat these guys, I'm gonna beat my fucking nickel. And you're like, alright. So, you say, yo, I can get you a nickel. Man, I don't got a nickel. Like, yo, I heard the nickel hit your cell phone, man. And before you know it, you feel a numb little finger going up your groin.
So,
you're doing a little imitation work there.
Yeah, a little in characters, I would say. I
like what I was going there.
Yeah. So I said, you know, you go to the vending machine, and the guy would be like, yo, I can get your nickel. I'd be like, no, you can't. I kind of need. And before you know it, his hands are sliding into your pocket. And then the next day you come, you're like, yeah. Like, I don't want this guy to take my nickel, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to stand up to him. And he says, I can hit your nickel. Yeah, I don't have a nickel. I heard that nickel hit your cell phone, man.
Yeah.
So that's That was my joke.
That's good observational stuff.
So let's continue.
So, but I think this guy's working teams, because you get, you know, you get one guy at the vending machine, one guy at the cookie line, another guy at the table, and he's like, you know, I can suck the salt off your french fries, and you're like, I don't know, just pour another
french fries in his mouth. So I think these guys work in teams. There's one guy by the vending machine and one guy at the bagel line. And before you know it, he's like, I could suck the salt off your french fries.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad to hear there's teamwork involved with the panhandlers. And you pointed out to us.
You could tell that I'm killing here.
Yeah, you know, I've heard from
that. Cheese on your hamburger, ketchup on your french fries. Yeah. But then it just got totally out of hand one day. One day he's like, you know, sitting there with my girlfriend. He's like, yo, I can get your girlfriend? Before I know it, he's pulling a Milky Trojan out of her ass.
Did I hear Milky Trojan out of your ass?
Her ass. Her ass.
Okay. Well.
So, yeah, this is where it gets...
Get a little green here.
Oh, it gets blue. Very blue in a minute. So, if you just heard, I said, then all of a sudden it got out of hand. And one day he says, I can get your girlfriend. I said, no. And before I knew it, he was pulling a Milky Trojan out of her ass.
I get the delivery there. I mean, you're saying that, no, my girlfriend loves me, yet he had proof to show you that he indeed had some kind of sexual intercourse with
her. Yeah, he took my cookie, took my fries, took my nickel, took my girlfriend without...
I'm glad we have anti-bullying laws. I think you're the one who now this, got us in the right direction.
I listened to this before. This is where it really takes a turn into what a lot of comics do when they're 20 years old.
Okay.
And 21 years old, and they just try to...
Is it well-thought-out material?
Yes. They just try to gross people out. Like, I literally feel like jumping out the window right now, but I'm going to keep this going. Now, you hear that static? No lamp. No. I just said, me and my buddy were hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you remember the first time you jerked off?
Okay.
I thought I broke it.
I see what you're saying, because a lot of times you're so excited to pleasure yourself, you feel you might get a little too rough and ergo possibly break your unit.
Yeah,
this is well thought out material. I'm laughing on the inside. I'd just like to let you know
It is really good material. And this gives me like the chills listening to this, because this is like what I've now seen, like, you know, going to open mics and stuff, people do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing. It's this embarrassing, like, let's just throw, if I say dick or something sexual, I can get a laugh. And obviously, I guess it was really working here.
Yeah.
I think we're about 2 minutes into the set.
Well, was that your first 20-minute set?
Yeah. Okay. Shall we?
Yeah, sure. I'm enjoying myself.
Okay.
I'm sure you're mad, right? You blow your load the next day. God, I am in school. Looking at a friend, he's like, "I told you, cool one." Yo, you too? Someone forgot their Benji out here.
Somebody
in the back really loved Jeff.
Yeah, so...
You should bring this stuff back.
There's my crowd work, my first crowd work of all time.
Oh.
Guys laughing. I don't even have to talk about the material there, but I'm like, oh, you know, I was doing this, and then my friend said, oh, I did too. And then the guy laughed really loud, and I said, someone left their banshee in the front row.
Ah, because banshees, like, scream loud. Mm-hmm. Ergo. Don't boo yet. Let me explain the joke to you.
Oh, okay.
You see, banshees can be very loud, and this gentleman was laughing very loud. Ergo, you made the assumption that somebody left a banshee behind.
Boo! You suck!
No, sir, please. I know we have the phone lines open right now, but don't be making rude comments while we're...
So you want to plow through the rest of this?
Okay. By all means.
And that game comes out. Every guy knows this game. It's like, who would you rather fuck in? So... Okay, first it starts off with two hot girls and like, well, Susie or Jenny? Oh, Jenny, I'll give a chance for it. Susie got a nice ass, so I'll take Jenny. Like, yeah, yeah. And then this is where the intelligence point drops. You're like, yo, you'd rather suck your dick or take it up the ass. But you gotta answer. You have to answer. You cannot answer. So every guy's like, no one wants to stand in the first place. Like, I'll take it in the ass. I put them on a gag on a dick. And they're like, you suck your dick, that's fucking gross. You take it in the ass, you fucking nasty. So you can't hit. And then it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. It's like, yo, would you rather take a shit in your mouth or stick your dick in a rhyme with afterbirth?
Okay.
So probably I was in that.
Those are some deep thoughts right there, Scott.
This one's hard. This part's hard to swallow here.
Boo, you suck.
I mean, literally, I mean, we're discussing what's more disgusting, so it would be hard to swallow.
I can't believe that I'm putting this on the air, because this is so bad. And it's funny, because I promote, like, the comedy shows. People, this this is not what I do anymore. I was also 21 years old.
I don't know, man. I'm kind of digging this stuff. I mean, once I explain the jokes, they seem hilarious to me.
I just said rhinos afterbirth. Hmm. Rhinos.
Well, I mean, afterbirth. I mean, it's a valid, you know,
review
of what you would do in a real life situation if it was swallowing shit or putting your dick in a rhino's afterbirth. I mean, these are some deep thoughts that you have to, like, really, truly analyze before you can answer.
I want to hang myself.
Happened before, and I was thinking about people pissing, right? You can tell a lot about the way people piss, right? Personally, I'm a close pisser. I'm all up on the...
You could tell a lot about the way people piss.
Because
now I'm going from
one
kind of humor to piss humor now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This one actually gets a good laugh, though.
Okay.
I'm letting it roll down my walls. But then, you know, you got a cocky guy, man. He's a far pisser, right? He's back here, like, fucking 10 feet from the urinal. And you come in, the other urinal's over there, so you gotta be like...
Oh, you're getting some claps here.
Now, that was when I said, I'm a close pisser, because I have no confidence. But then you get a cocky guy who pisses 10 feet from the urinal, and to get to the other urinal, you have to go, and I acted out going... under the stream.
Oh, I see.
And that apparently got murderous applause.
That happens all the time, so that's why it's so funny.
Let's finish this, because I want to throw up. See that crowd work? I said the black guy in the back's like, yeah, that was me pissing over your shoulder.
Yeah, because black men... generally have larger penises, ergo their streams, I would expect, would be larger as well.
Then finally comes the little kid.
The little kid.
Oh my god, I scared that little kid's ass.
There, I had acted out a little kid when they pull their pants all the way down, and you kind of feel awkward at the urinal.
Yeah.
Which there is some funny in that, I guess.
And then finally, the little kid is dead and stalled.
Now there's a little kid and his dad, and this is the part where you shake.
Man, this is fucking gross. And then you tune in, you're like 20 something years and I still can't shake, so I might as well just thank you very much.
The punchline was 20 something years, and then you start listening, 20 something years I can't shake. meaning that I still get droplets on my pants.
Oh. Well, I mean, for your first time, I mean, I'm very impressed. I mean, I'm hoping you bring this act back at the Oak Barrel on Wednesday. In fact, I'm going to be demanding it. I'm going to be in the front row. Do the piss joke!
Do it!
Rhino after birth! Rhino after birth! See, listen to it. They appreciate it just like I do. See that?
And you just sealed the deal with Rhino after birth. You can't take your hand directly. You smoke a joint directly to that point in time. You just finally, Rhino after birth, go!
See that? He's admiring your strength and your abilities up there on stage. I mean, you should really appreciate the way the people reacted and just keep going with it, Scott. Just keep doing it.
Yeah,
What's wrong?
That's
That was gold, Jerry. That was gold.
That was my very first stand-up comedy experience in my life. 2005, 10 years ago. And that was, like I said, I did comedy a little bit back then and took about 7 years off, probably to get over that. And then I'm back, baby. So what'd you think about that?
Normally I would say you groan, but I think you took a step back because I love that stuff so much. I listen to your current stuff. It's like it doesn't have the same passion as your first time on stage. So I really think you
remember your first time?
Yes, I do. And this music was playing, and
it's great that the "Boo, You Suck" chant, like after the video was over, it then goes to Louis C.K. So we went from my stand-up comedy. And also, if you noticed in there, I called the place the Comedy Cellar. The Comedy Cellar, where all the greats go and work out their material. Mm-hmm. But it was the Comedy Village.
Oh.
Well, Comedy Cellar is like the place.
I'm sure they're associated in some way, right?
Yeah. So that was my first stand-up ever, and I'm going to drink myself to sleep tonight. But that's for you, audience. That's what I'll do here. Just destroy myself. Oh,
what?
We got a caller.
Ooh.
Caller. Oh, my God.
What?
My God.
What we got?
It's not even a person.
Hello?
Hello? Caller?
Hey, everybody. It's me, Pat.
Hey, Pig!
I'm here with Natty Bumpercar, but he's somewhat lost out in the woods. And I was just going to say, congratulations to the podcast. I don't know what it's called. Something like Shenanigans?
No.
Balloonball Shenanigans?
No.
I think it's a bunch of. Hi, the dog. Don't leave. Don't lick the pig. That's all I'm asking. what's your name? Michael Barbo? Scotch? Scotch Bangin. I don't know your names or nothing. You should have signs up or maybe name tags in this place. Maybe instead of doing a podcast, you guys should consider doing a name tag business. If not, then maybe by episode 55, people will actually know your names. Congratulations!
Bloom, 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 bloom. Pig!
Thank you,
Pig. Pig, Natty Bumper Car's friend.
Yeah.
Wow. Natty, if you want to call in, please do. But thank you, Pig. Come on. People are like missing them. Yeah. I don't know. They're missing something. But you have cards in your hand.
Yeah. I'm wondering. I mean, since this has been your show the entire time, I'm kind of curious if you really know your verbal shenanigans.
Oh, shit. Are you giving me a quiz on verbal shenanigans?
Yes, I am, Scott. Not only verbal shenanigans, but all of our production that we've done
Stuff. Let's do it. I'm interested.
Question number one: what was the longest duration between episodes according to Podbean? Is it A, 36 days, B, 51 days, C, 76 days, or D, 87 days?
I'm thinking 36 days.
76 between episode 2 and 3.
2 and 3, but I put them up at once.
No, this. Episode 2 was sometime in, I think, March, and then the next one was in May.
Wow. 76 days.
Old for one.
After today's episode and me playing that, I might go back into hibernation. You might take over the show for a couple months. Wow. 0 for 1.
All right.
On my own podcast.
Yeah. You know how the episodes have categories marked on them.
They do.
Which one of these four people are not listed three times for episodes?
Okay, so they were tagged, well, whatever you call them, tagged.
Yeah, tagged.
They're not tagged three times.
Three of them were tagged three times, okay. One of them wasn't.
I like this. I like this. This is clever.
Is it A, Joe Fernandez? Is it B, Johnny Watson? Is it C, Doug Max? Or is it D, Brian Ironson?
Johnny Watson.
You are correct.
Yeah! Woo!
Only
yes!
tagged once.
Yes. Hold on. I'm bringing up a bell. Buzzer sound. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Do that. Yeah, that's what I'll do that each time. I got my own.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Now I have a Twitter question for you.
Uh-oh.
Which of these was not a hashtag used to promote an episode?
Okay.
A, hashtag leg show. B, hashtag Mexican food. C, hashtag India. D, hashtag paddleboarding.
The only one I'm sure of was, I know paddleboarding was in there. The first three, I know, leg show? I'm going to go with leg show.
Mexican food. Leg show was our feet episode where we talked about legs, boobs, or butts.
Damn. I'll bring this sound effect back.
Boo, you suck.
So I'm one for three. One for three. Right. How many are there?
I got 10 here.
Wow, this is great.
Yeah. Which of these phrases were not used tweeting potential guests or advertising the episode? A, pushing episodes like Octomom Babies. B, peeing on books. C, big supporter of the Klan. D, king of the 80s villains.
That's B.
No, A.
Which one was A?
A was pushing episodes like Octomom Babies.
Oh, that's Twitter you're saying, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I know we said that on there.
Apparently in the Carlos Vera episode, we talked about peeing on books.
Yeah. I do remember you tweeting, I think it was Raekwon, the chef, or one of the Wu-Tang,
yeah.
Big fan of the Klan. I'm
big
like, well,
supporter of the Klan.
I wonder why he didn't come on.
So close. I spelled it right with the K in front.
Ooh, you suck.
God.
Which episode did we ask Siri people's ages and tell jokes? Was it episode 29, Comedians Are Dumb? Episode 31, Gay Uncles and Hippo Attacks? Episode 38, Super Bowl Sunday? Or episode 36, Triple X, Triple A?
I'm going with Gay Uncles and Hippo Attacks.
You are correct, sir.
Yes!
Which of the following have we not contacted to do a podcast? A, the girl who played Punky Brewster. B, WWF wrestler Virgil. C, C, Rivers Cuomo. Or D, Nitro, the American Gladiator.
Punky Brewster.
You are correct.
Yeah! Back at, what am I, 500 now?
I think so.
3 for 6.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, ooh. What? We got a caller.
All right.
Oh, yeah. let's take a
caller. We'll want to play.
Yeah, let's take a caller. Oh God.
What?
Oh man.
What?
I mean, I guess we got to take his call. The man, the most annoying man, possibly in the world. Been on the podcast a couple times, even a couple episodes that we never aired. It's Doug Max. Hey, Doug.
Dougie.
Scott, congratulations on the 50th broadcast of Verbal Shenanigans.
Yes.
Your show is it's a study in miraculousness.
Thank you, Doug.
It's a miracle you got to 50 shows.
Huh.
I mean, I've listened to a number of episodes. The only good one, one of the only good ones was with me on it. The hippopotamus guy, that was good. But the rest of it, near as I can tell, is you and Michael going around trying to get free food and alcohol.
No.
It's shameless, it's obvious, and if that's your idea of humor, then, you know, I don't know. But congratulations nonetheless. Many happy returns.
Thank you, Doug.
Thanks, Doug. God, he's annoying. Mm. Wow. Anyway.
Back to the quiz. Continue.
It's amazing, like, you know, like 49 episodes in, we really have no callers.
Yeah.
And then like the 50th, everyone's really supporting, and then I don't know. The messages seem a little I don't know.
They're kind of mixed.
We got good fans though. We got really good fans.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. I'm ready.
Who was Pat Barton?
Got it.
The brewer from Three Beards Brewing.
Nope.
The B, one of the scumbags of the week for trying to steal a snake in his pants.
Dirtbag.
Is it C, owner of the Vapor Room? Or D, one of Teddy Ho's former bandmates?
We're going to go above 500 here, Michael Berlo. We're going with the Vapor Room owner.
You are correct, though.
Yes! Yes. You made me feel really bad the first couple questions. I'm on fire now.
All right. We got a couple more here.
This is a great bit, Michael Berlo.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Which show is filed under the categories technology and bacon? Is it A, episode 17, Too Fat for the Morgue? B, episode 22, Peace Out, Summer? C, episode 25, Privacy is Dead? Or D, episode 35, The Year in Review?
Peace Out, Summer.
You are correct.
Yeah! Woo!
All right, we
that
got
was that, like, Fox... what's that movie? What does
a fox?
No, the, you know, when the movie starts. That's Star Wars.
Oh.
MGM? I don't know. That was my attempt on the noisemaker.
Another question about who we tried to contact. Which one of these did we not try to contact? Is it A, Catherine Bach, a.k.a. Daisy Duke? Is it B, Jason Harvey, the brother in the Wonder Years? Is it C, Walter Jones, the Black Power Ranger? Or is it D, Matt Frewer, the voice of Max Headroom?
Ooh. I know it's not B or C. Daisy Duke.
Matt Frewer.
Oh!
Boom, 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 boom. Boom.
We make our own sound effects here.
Scott, I'm on the final question here.
All right, hold on.
Boo! You suck!
All right. I like that button.
Are you ready?
Final question. So I think I'm like... I don't know what I am.
I think you got five so far.
That was your job.
Yeah. Okay. So if you get this, you'll be over 500.
Okay. So hold on. Let me cue the victory music.
All right.
Forget it. That's what I was thinking from the Rocky, though. All right, I'm going to cue it up.
All right.
And if I lose, I don't get to play it. And that's punishment enough.
Yeah.
That's punishment enough. All right, give it to me.
Scott, which one of your guests on the podcast had a 600-pound roommate? Is it A, K.P. Burke? Is it B, Billy Perez? Is it C, Melissa Allen? Or is it D, Rayla Bloom?
Rayla Bloom.
You are correct, sir.
Woo! Damn it, this isn't it! No! Damn it!
This is not really We Are the Champions.
You know what? I deserve this, considering I typed in Heart on Fire, and it's by Jonathan Clay. But Berlo, it has the lyrics. Let's sing along.
Let you go, now you know. Crazy for you all this time. I kept it close, always hoping. With a heart on fire, heart on fire. Hand in hand, sparkling eyes.
Okay. I love the victory song, and it's the wrong Hearts on Fire.
That is the truest sign that you are a loser when you can't even get the correct victory song.
Oh. Oh, phone lighting up. Ooh, I think this is I think recently on the podcast.
This is KP.
Oh, hold on. KP? KP. KP? I think this
signal
is,
keeps going out.
I think this is KP Burke.
A person without a 600-pound roommate.
KP? I can always cut this out. I thought KP was on the line, but oh, here he comes. There he is.
This is KP Burke.
Just hey, KP! A shout out.
Hey, congratulations on 50 episodes to Verbal Shenanigans. Scott and Mike, you guys do a lot of good work. At first, I wasn't going to do this, but then Scott said, "Hey, you know, if you could help us out, man, it would be great." And then Mike came over to my house and threatened to kill my wife. So, anyway, happy to do this. Happy to give the shout out to you guys and to the 14 to 15 people that watch the show. Is it watch or is it listen?
Listen.
I don't know. It's a podcast, guys. It's a podcast. But anyway, congrats to you guys, two good human beings, two funny comics, and most importantly, two very good open-mouth kissers.
Oh, oh, whoa, whoa. Thank KP. KP.
Listen, I want to explain myself about threatening the wife thing. I mean, it was, you know, I'm a comedian, so that was kind of a joke.
Wow. KP Burke. Thank you, KP. Wow. We've never gotten this many callers before. Oh!
It beats your record of zero.
Whoa. Another caller.
Oh,
another
back
caller.
To back.
Another caller. Oh, it's Carlos Vera.
What can I say about Verbal Shenanigans that hasn't been said about other successful podcasts?
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're not very successful.
Huh?
But I do know this. If you want funny, edgy comedy, wacky banter, and nonstop hysterics.
You tell them, man.
Okay, this is not that. But if you want to be interviewed by two tall, lanky-ass, mildly funny comics while an overweight, gassy dog humps your leg, yeah, then Verbal Shenanigans is for you. Recorded live from the entertainment capital of the world, Rockaway, New Jersey.
Thank you. Wow, KP and Carlos Vera back to back.
Wow.
It's amazing, like, the guests we've had on this this little show. And a little show that could.
We're just growing, man.
In other news, next week, and this week coming up, we have Aaron McManus.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron McManus coming up. Aaron McManus is a professional pool player, female. Second female on the show. We're definitely attracting the chicks now.
Wouldn't she be three?
Yes. Oh, that's right. We had Melissa on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So three females. We also have Marcelo Balboa, who I'm super, super pumped about. Ex-USA soccer player. I remember him as a kid, 94 World Cup. Famous for the, he had this wicked bicycle kick, I think, against Brazil.
I think it was Colombia.
Oh, maybe Colombia. But he had this, he had the long hair and the goatee. And I'm really looking forward to talking to him, especially with like the FIFA stuff that's going on. And
yeah, that was a great pickup we got.
The MLS and a lot of cool guests coming on. Possibly some big time, big guests. But who knows who else we got on? You got a couple coming up.
Let me think.
Cosby Show.
Yeah, Dion Washington. He played one of Rudy's friends on the Cosby
Show. Rudy.
We have the poo place. We have the schedule.
Yep.
They buy poo.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you need to know, people. Let's see.
The guy who walked from North Pole to South Pole?
Yeah.
Hayes. Adrian Hayes.
Adrian Hayes. Yep. Thank you. And couple others.
Yeah, a couple others coming up, but all good
things.
I mean,
it's pretty good when you got so many you have to think about it.
Yeah, that's right, baby. Oh, phone's lighting up again. Phone is lighting up again. One of my favorites on this show, a very good friend.
Me?
Joe Fernandez, how are you? Whoa, he's got music.
Hey, everybody, what? This is Joe Fernandez, stand-up comedian and co-host of the Now What podcast.
Yeah, it's good podcast. Good podcast.
And I'm here to congratulate Scott Brennan on 50 episodes.
Oh, good for you.
I was on two of them, and nobody gave a shit.
What?
Why?
Everyone did.
Because the only one listening was Scott and maybe his co-host, Mike.
Yeah. I did see it.
Mike's the real brains behind this podcast.
What?
Well, I don't want to say successful, but make it so we don't have to listen to Scott the whole episode.
Wait,
so
what?
Thanks, Mike, for that.
Thank you, Joe.
50 episodes, milestone, maybe, I guess. Can you wait for 100 episodes before you get thanked? Really, we're going to thank you for 50?
Yeah.
Two of which people have heard? Maybe. Ugh. Scott. Settle down with the thanks and accolades. You don't need them yet. Get listeners.
I did,
and,
like, that one.
If you need somebody for another guest soon, I'm definitely available. So, thanks.
Wow.
Thank you, Joe.
Joe Fernandez, one of the... I mean... Michael Berlew, the real brains of the podcast.
Oh, well, we got one good caller in tonight.
It's a little messed up. I mean, you didn't come on until like 20-something.
Yeah, but, I mean, they were the good 20-somethings.
The back half. The back nine.
Yeah. Joe, I mean, but, you were like at par, then you brought me in, and now we're a couple strokes over.
Joe, thank you for calling in. One of my favorite guys to talk to and sit down with. Now What Podcast, great podcast with Mr. Mike Gaffney, who is the headliner of the third Verbal Shenanigans show at Table 42, which is pretty awesome. So please look out for the flyer. It should be coming next week or two if Dave Eric gets on that. Actually, I got to get on that. Sorry. I'm lying. But whoa.
Oh, is Obi on the line?
Obi's on the line. Hold on.
Uh-huh.
Wait, we got to only hit the translate button.
Hello, Daddy. Thank you for 50 episodes
buddy.
Of below average comedy.
Hey, Dad. What do you mean? You all right?
You know, I'm just a silly dog, but still, I don't get what you're trying to do here.
What do you mean? I take you for walks? I give you treats?
I mean, you do some things right, but still, Daddy, the comedy thing not for you.
What do you mean?
I would just...
Did you hear my set from before?
I'm deaf. Kind of like, you know, I'm colorblind because I'm a dog. But I made myself deaf just so I didn't have to listen to it.
Wow. Well, thank you,
Daddy,
my dog. Yes,
I do want to talk about the one star of the show, Waking Obi, now on YouTube.
Oh, thanks. I'm hanging up on this dog.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. That Google Translate is amazing, isn't it?
I know, man.
It's amazing.
I mean, it was a form of Cantonese, apparently.
I mean, but yes, Waking Obi, the new one I'm going to attempt to make, like once, probably more realistically, like twice a month or something like that, where I'm going to attempt to wake my dog up, and I'm going to do different things. It'll branch out into different areas, but... Waking Obi, we're up to like 450 views. That's pretty cool. That's 3.5 more times than the podcast gets.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, I've been throwing you ideas, and have you thought about fire,
Michael? That would get publicity. I mean, maybe not what we want.
No, we'd get a lot of views.
But
my buddy Michael Vick told me about it. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are back. We're back. Episode 50. The guests are calling in. I mean, people are outside. Relax.
Calm down.
Relax. A dog called in. Amazing, considering he's here.
What kind of cell plan does Obi have?
I don't know. I wish I was quick enough to come up with something funny.
By episode 100, we'll work on our improv. People.
Yes. speaking of improv, we'll be doing a podcast from the Stress Factory in the next month or so with Michael Key from Improv Jam, who I love. He's an absolute sweetheart of a guy and just one of the most down to earth comics I've met in the business so far. But
pretty rare, but it's always a pleasure when you come across those guys.
Yes, I was telling a story yesterday. You ever put holes in your wall as a kid by mistake?
No, my mom was very strict. Well, about the only thing I used to do when the Phillies were kind of good when I was growing up, like I would keep track of every game on a piece of paper and I would tack it up in my room.
Uh-huh.
And like my mom would be like bitching and crying, we got to spackle those holes. What are you doing? Yeah. What are you doing? Yeah. Like, Mom, they're never good. Shut up.
There was only two pieces of paper on the wall.
Fifth place.
But I was telling a funny story. You remember those like Nerf basketball nets?
Yeah.
Me and my friend Paul at the time were having a dunk contest on one.
Okay.
And you know, we're dunking on it, having a fun time like boys do. And I go to do this like super 360 dunk. And I come down. He's like 10, like we were ranking each other.
Uh-huh.
Little did he know my ass went through the wall. My literal ass. I had an ass-shaped, like, you know, like an oval, basically an oval hole in my wall for about a year until my dad, like, because it wasn't just like a spackle job. It was my whole ass in the wall.
You know, instead of like the famous people who put the handprints in the cement, you put the ass print in the wall.
Yeah. We should start our own, like, you know, like row of things where just like famous people put their ass in yeah. cement.
Well, we don't have enough cement for Kim Kardashian.
Nicki Minaj ass. It'd be a fucking sinkhole. Sinkhole.
People keep on tripping and breaking their legs. And
another time I went to jump into bed, like, you know, mm-hmm. like I was running to jump in the bed and I bounced and my knee went right through the wall like a baboon. My parents were so pissed at me.
Oh my God.
So pissed. Oh my God. Maybe one of my all-time favorite guests on the show is calling in. I think this is his number.
Ooh.
Brian.
Hi, honey.
Oh, Brian Iderson.
Scott Brennan. Mr. Scott Brennan.
Yes.
The Christian Grey in my life.
Oh, man.
This is Brian Iderson, your mistress. Congratulations, Scott, on your 49 podcasts. And I believe now, the anniversary of your show, Verbal Shenanigans.
Yeah, pretty much.
You have the best guests.
You're right.
Like
you're right.
Natty Bumper Car and Frank Templer.
Paul.
The hippo attack survivor. Mm-hmm. Oprah couldn't get him.
No.
I'm really impressed.
Thank you.
I really like all the research you do for your show and...
It's
very detailed, and details are everything.
We work hard on that.
And congratulations to your sidekick, Mike Berlew.
Oh, thank you.
Wow.
I hope he's doing well.
I
heard he was in rehab, and I think it's good. Sometimes you have to go back to school to get ahead in podcast land. Mike Berlew has the best voice in podcast
That's
land.
True. Wow. That's true.
So, good luck, God bless, and good night.
Hmm.
I can't. Oh, it's stupid. This phone.
Oh. Brian?
I forgot my password.
Brian?
You don't need a password.
Can you believe this? It locked on me while I'm talking to you.
Oh. Well, I mean, it happens.
Come on. come on.
Brian?
So, what kind of projects are you into, Brian? Brian, you there?
Brian Iderson, ladies and gentlemen. Wow, one of my favorite interviews we ever did on the show.
What was that about me and rehab? I don't understand.
Well, I don't know, man.
That doesn't make sense.
What do you mean? I know you don't like to talk about it, you know?
Listen, heroin is one of those drugs you don't really talk about. Everybody knows that.
Right. Berlew, what was your favorite episode of the podcast that we ever did? Since we are celebrating a momentous occasion of 50 episodes.
As weird as it sounds, it's the episode that I can't believe we didn't get a ton of hits on, which is the Gay Uncles and the Hippo.
That was your favorite.
I thought it was just such natural conversation, you and I, and just like out of the blue, I just go, I'll tell you one day about my no-leg gay uncle, and you just look at me like, no, you're not going to wait. you're not talking about it now.
You don't bring that up and then just like let the entire whatever audience you have go, what? You know?
Yeah.
So that was your favorite.
Yeah, it was such a natural. I mean, we've had a lot of fun stuff. I mean, Sobretti's with Randy Santel was obviously fun. Hanging with Rich and Joe at the Oak Barrel.
Awesome.
Beer Fest, obviously.
Beer Fest, amazing time.
I mean, we've been traveling around. We've been doing it from here. We had people come up here. A lot of fun stuff, man.
Yeah. What episode did you come on? Like 20-something?
I think it was number 25.
Nice.
It was
you've been on
Privacy
everyone?
Is Dead.
Yeah, that's
that
when
was
I
the one from Doug Max's place.
Right, I brought you. And then I brought you back on for every episode.
Yeah.
And I remember when I called you, I was at a bachelor party in Philly,
mm-hmm.
And I may or may not had a lot to drink that night. A lot to drink. But it wasn't out of being drunk. I'll say that. For a long time, I've been looking for a co-host. Because, let's face it, people, I'm not Bill Burr, okay? I'm not, you know, when you're alone with a microphone, it only goes so far, mm-hmm. right? And, like, yeah, I was getting guests on and stuff like that, and it was fun. But, you know, like, even, like, sometimes just to bounce an idea off of or see what springs conversation, which way, it's nice to have someone else in. And I had called you.
Well, first you started texting me.
And right.
I want you.
And it was like that motivational.
I need you on the pocket. And I'm like, yeah, okay, man, I can do it. Mm-hmm. No, you don't. You need to talk on this thing.
You
okay?
do.
You need to talk about it.
Still standing by
sure,
that.
Sure, that's fine. That's fine. No, you don't understand. You really need to talk. Mm-hmm. And that's why. And then you called me. And, yeah, man. I just want to. I need a call. You got to talk on this, man. You mm-hmm. got to really let it loose and just get it out. And, mm-hmm. and I kept saying, yeah. And for like the next 2 days, I kept thinking to myself, do I even bring it up to
Does
him?
Does he remember this?
That was my biggest thing. I'm like, do I just go up to him? Hey, when's our next podcast? And just get the, what?
What do you, what? My next podcast? yours? I have no idea.
You got a podcast? Good for you, Mike.
But, yes, I needed a co-host, but I was passionate. You do have to talk. Like, I would hate to like bring someone who's like just listens. Like, what the fuck is the point of that? But
what are your thoughts? Yes,
it's been a great ride so far. But I had like my buddy Taryn and my buddy Juan. They were pretty involved in it for a while, and you know how things get. And then my buddy Alex. It was funny. But I wish he could still be part of the podcast. He's just very busy. But, like, we have this dynamic, like, relationship. We used to record radio shows on tape on a karaoke machine when we were, like, 15, 16 years old. It was called the Scott and Al Show. We had two listeners. Me and him. Yeah. And we recorded it. He recorded a bunch. And I pray to God one day he finds those tapes because that would be the best episode of this podcast. And I've been asking him like all the time, please look around for like a box of tapes and just I'll go through them. Just let me find it. And like, you know, like we were like 15, 16 years old and, you know, Opie and Anthony was really big. So we were like inspired by them and stuff like that. And that's when the WNEW days where they were, to me, that's when they were the best because they just drank and had comics on and it was just mayhem. Oh, like, yeah. And they're still good. Like, even Opie and Jim are still good now. But
I mean, I think with the whole when terrestrial radio, the talk shows kind of died. That's when Stern had to go to Sirius, when they got fired and they ended up on XM, which eventually came Sirius.
When K-Rock 92.3 was Opie and Anthony, Ron and Fez, Nick DiPaolo. I ate that station.
Oh, Ron and Fez.
Ron and Fez are so good.
They were so original.
Ron Bennington is so freaking funny. Like, and he's like one of those guys. If you listen to again, like he throws all these subtle things in, and that dynamic between him and Fez, and they turn out to hate each other. And Fez is a maniac. And,
I didn't know that. I haven't heard them in a while. Yeah.
I don't even know if they're together anymore. Nick DiPaolo, his podcast is now like exactly like the radio show was. I loved him too. He's a slayer, man. He's like that guy. He can sit in front of a mic by himself for hours, and he's funny. Like this is just a talent. Like that guy's gets not enough credit. That guy writes for like comics in the Oscars. He writes mm-hmm. for all different shows. He writes for movies and stuff like that. He's a slayer, man. I got last year sometime, I think it was last winter, he was playing with the Comedy Shop, and Joe Fernandez said, come on down, I'll get you in for free on watching. The guy's amazing, man. You could tell, like, he's trying new material in between, like, established material. He hits that raw nerve with people, man. They're like, mm-hmm. they don't know whether to laugh or whether to cringe, and he's... He's freaking funny, man. I don't care what anybody says. He's hilarious. Oh, but, you see the light?
Ooh.
The light on the board is going up. Oh, wow. Wow.
Is that a friend of ours?
No, yeah. It's Dom Bagnato, the director of Inconvenient Truth, who's been on the podcast twice. Dom, how are you? Dom? Dom?
Hey, Dom.
Hey, congratulations on 50 episodes, guys. 50 episodes. That means you have 10 times more episodes than you do listeners. Congratulations on 50 episodes, guys. I was actually all set to bust your balls about wasting 50 hours of your life recording it, and then I realized I've wasted 50 hours of my life listening to it.
What?
So, there's that.
Hmm.
So I'm pretty sure that being on this podcast actually led to fewer people seeing my movie.
But, well,
I'm not sure how that's possible, but I think it is.
That doesn't make sense.
Hey, 50 episodes. Congratulations, guys. Maybe at 100, Burlew will get a microphone.
But, well, in my defense, I don't sound like I'm in a tunnel like he is.
Hmm. That was interesting. It's almost like he did three promos in a row, and it's almost like it's almost like it was recorded and I forgot to hit stop.
Yeah.
Like almost like, but
well, I mean, you're gonna get that with the new phone system that we got.
Yeah, Dom, best of luck with that Inconvenient Truth. Thank you so much, and he's been in a couple reviews and in New York publications and stuff like that. Film did well, so thanks for calling in, it's like it's almost like everyone who was on the podcast was like told beforehand or something. Like,
yeah.
It's weird, like, because
they're better improvers than we are.
It's almost like they knew we'd be recording at 5 o'clock on a Sunday night.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you showed me the phone system, and it was lining up like an hour before we even started the podcast.
So. It's whoa.
Again?
Wait a minute. Wait. One of the, I think it's one of the first guests on the show. One of the first. Hello. Steve Schwartz? Steve Schwartz, comedian.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, this is Steve Schwartz, and I'd like to congratulate Verbal Shenanigans on their 50th episode.
Thank you, Steve.
By far, my favorite was the one where, you know, the one where the guy the beer and the comic. All right, I'll admit it. I've never listened to a single one. Not even the one I was on.
Thanks.
Anyway, Scott, my good luck with the next 50.
Wow. Well, thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
Steve Schwartz, funny comedian.
Yeah.
I think he was on like episode 17 or something like that.
Retro.
We did a really good... I love that podcast because it was me and him talking about being a comic and a teacher like at the same time. That was a fun one. Burlew, I would be remiss if... You know, we don't have a lot of bits on the show. We don't. We don't do a lot of bits.
No.
Not too many. Like, we would never be the kind of podcast to, like, you know, pretend that we were, like, accomplishing something and, like, you know, like, you know, make up things like people call, like, fake, like, promos and bumpers and
stuff.
That'd
be silly.
That would be really silly. But, you know, we don't have many bits. But one of the bits that we do have a lot is... Dirtbag of the Week!
Oh!
Yes! Dirtbag! Of the Week!
Dirtbag! Dirtbag! Of the Week!
That might be the new theme song.
My Dirtbag of the Week will be Pat Barton, so you can get that question wrong.
All right, Burlew, you know how it goes. Since you're doing the show, I give you three stories, and you're going to decide who's Dirtbag of the Week.
Give it to me, buddy.
Louisiana arrests the accused of butt-lick bribery. Butt-lick bribery. A woman accused of assaulting her boyfriend was allegedly willing to do anything to avoid arrest.
Okay.
Even lick an officer's butt. Diane Thomas, 52, was arrested on May 16th, accused of punching her live-in boyfriend in the face. multiple times and scratching him with her fingernails. This smoking gun reports. I wonder where that's from. Thomas of Monroe, Louisiana, admitted to assault but blamed the victim, saying he was a bitch and got in her face, so she beat his ass, a police report obtained by the website alleges. When Thomas realized she was being collared, she tried to get officers to reconsider, explaining that she had a good job, according to the incident report. Her pleas didn't work, so she allegedly offered to lick the officer's butthole, as Complex.com indelicately quoted from the arrest report, officers didn't take up Thomas's butt bribe. Instead,
would be a great story.
Instead, they charged her public bribery as well as misdemeanor domestic drug abuse, domestic abuse charge, according to the Smoking Gun. She has since been freed on $5,000 bond. Like, look, lady, you're going to jail or zip, drop.
Yeah, I mean, was that her first choice to get? I mean, you figured the other...
Yeah, there's other options.
Yeah, hand, mouth on...
Right. I mean, my comedy set from a while ago, really, we put our show into the blue. So let's, you know, there were other ways to...
Yeah. That seems like an option 7.
Yeah.
You like, know?
Oh, I'm arrested? I'll lick your butt!
Huh. No, I was just going to give you a ticket, but...
Yeah. Okay, so that's number one.
Okay.
That's number one. Okay. Next one. This girl pisses me off. This girl pisses me off. New human Barbie, in quotes, says she's the toy of controlling parents.
Okay.
The latest young Eastern European woman to claim she's a human Barbie doll says her parents control her look, restrict her diet, tell her how much to exercise, and won't let her go on dates unaccompanied. Angelica Canova, 26-year-old from...
Florida?
Moscow. Oh. Says she's never had plastic surgery.
Either one was a good guess.
And that her doll-like look is the result of lifetime of parental micromanaging, according to Newsdog Media in the UK. I should be independent, but my parents insist I still live with them. They don't want me to move into my place, and I'm still dependent on them financially, said Canova. I'm not even allowed to buy clothes without my mum here. Mum, M-U-M. Hmm. She likes to choose attire that clings to my figure and emphasizes my good features. Canova, who allegedly has a 20-inch waist, wears a 32E bra and weighs only 89 pounds, says that her mother, Natalia, accompanies her on all dates. Although Canova's parents reportedly treat her like a doll, that hasn't stopped her from pursuing other interests. The International Business Times reports that Canova's true ambition in life is to become a Playboy playmate because she finds them very beautiful. Canova is only the latest in a series of young Eastern European women to be dubbed a human Barbie in the press. So it goes on and on. I don't know, man.
I'm checking out the photos.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of weird. A parent's like, I want you to have a good life so we could sell you to some American creep.
That's the thing. It could be the parents or the girl here. She's obviously.
It could be one of her ways to get into Playboy. You know?
Right.
I mean, it's kind of weird. It's like my parents won't allow me to do anything, but they'll allow me to do this interview with you.
And she's obviously flaunting it, according to looking at the pictures.
It ain't shabby.
Yeah, she looks weird to me though. She looks like she's 12.
Yeah, the face looks a little young.
So either the parents or her could be the dirtbag of the week to me.
So we might have four options this week.
Yes. So this girl pisses me off. Like, it's like enough. Like, it's obviously a publicity stunt either on the parents or on her. So that is number two.
All right.
All right. I could read number three and then delete some space on the recorder. All right. Florida man. Florida man slashes tires after woman takes his bingo seat. Bingo! A Florida man reacted poorly to a woman sitting in his preferred bingo seat, so now he'll have to stand in front of a judge. Fred Smith, 82, was arrested for criminal mischief on Monday after he allegedly used an ice pick to slash the tires of a van belonging to 88-year-old Ethel Britt. The alleged tire slashing occurred at Lake Ashton Retirement Community Clubhouse in Lake Wales, Florida. Police say Smith was angry when he saw Britt sitting in his favorite seat, so he stormed out of the game and punctured two of the tires on Britt's van.
So she didn't even steal his seat. It's just he walked in and saw her in the seat.
Right. So he got his old anger together. And I love that. I love it. It's like at the Florida community, homeless community.
I also like how he had an ice pick available to do this.
That's true, especially in Florida. I don't think you need an ice pick in Florida. So who's your dirtbag of the week?
I got to go with number three.
Number three, ice pick man.
Yeah, the way you look at it is the first woman kudos for originality on trying to get out of it, going butt licker. To jail. Yeah, but
I think she went too far. I feel like butt licking is not something you do initially. I feel like you gotta be pretty intimate for
that. I mean, how do you know the guy's into butt licking? I mean, I don't think that's a general, yeah!
Hell yeah! You're free, ma'am!
You're gonna get a purple heart for this. The second one, again, it's one of those, it's kind of scummy, but at the same time, it's like, she's either her or her parents are pretty much advertising. The third guy is just like, you couldn't even come up to her and be like, hey, that's my chair. Do you mind moving? Right. No, it's, I got to go out. I got to find my ice pick. I got to figure out which one of these cars are yours. Then I got to start slashing. And then I had to somehow get away with it, being an 80-some-year-old man at a Florida bingo hall.
My favorite, like I was saying to you, my favorite is the... This happened at the Lake Ashton Retirement Community Clubhouse. Fred Smith, 82, slashed 88-year-old Ethel Britt, which...
I mean, he might have technically done us a favor by putting one less old woman on the streets, but...
Yeah. So, Mr. Fred Smith, 82, mm-hmm. from Florida, you are this week's Dirtbag of the Week.
Florida just keeps on sweeping this category.
Oh, Florida's just... disaster. Hey, whoa, one more call.
Oh my god,
we got another call. I think I think it's Pete.
Hey, this is Big Irish Pete Nixon. Hey, wanting to wish Pete. The Verbal Shenanigans guys a happy 50th.
Yeah, 50.
Is there a zero missing from that?
No,
it's 50. What's wrong?
50th. Are you fucking kidding me?
What
the hell is wrong with them?
What's wrong, Pete?
Let's go back and listen to my episode. That's the only one that matters.
It's a good episode. 50th.
Assholes.
What? Wow.
And he hung up on us.
Pete, Big Irish Pete Nixon, wrestler, stuntman, you know, actor.
I don't appreciate his tone, so I'm going to send Scott over to his place and take care of this matter.
Yes. Okay, listen, people. I sound like you there. Listen,
I know you love me, people.
Obviously, all this is... this whole thing is tongue-in-cheek, but... I have to say, this little podcast has it's meant a lot to me. It's not only meant like just entertainment for myself, but it definitely like opens up like clarity for me. It opens up good conversation, and the people I have met through this and have gone on and been able to talk to for an hour here, an hour there, and the things we've done already. Whether it's the beer fest, whether it's the hot dog challenge, whether it's the talking to an actor and talking to a pool player next week, whether it's talking to fellow comics, just getting stories out there and talking to people. That's really all this is about. And the show has slowly changed. It's not about me. It's not about Berlew. It's
not?
No. It really has been about like supporting people who are passionate about their craft, whatever that is, acting, cooking, drawing,
sports.
And I really hope you enjoy it. Whether it's 5 listeners a week, 60, 100, whatever it is, 1,000, this podcast will keep going. Okay. Whether you like it or not, but it really has been a blast so far. And I know 50 is not a major accomplishment, but it is an accomplishment to me. The show has been moving, it's been growing, and it's really been something I look forward to every single week. Every single week, I'm like, I can't wait to put the mics on and just record and see who's interested. And I don't know if you have anything to add to that, Berlew.
I mean, it's just pretty amazing. I mean, the first episode was just, just you and me. It was me laying on your couch, kind of just hanging back with my mic in a literally toilet laying. Paper tube.
And then one time you were literally laying. Remember, yeah. You were laying on my couch. I'm like, ah.
I was comfortable. It was a good podcast.
And we revamped even the room we do it in, the equipment, and things are just getting bigger. I hope
other numbers have gone up. I mean, we appreciate it. We've been working hard getting advertisers. We're working hard to get the word out with the Twitter. We're going to take a couple of pictures of our 50th episode cake over here. Mm-hmm, it's a Enderman's banana loaf, half price, right in our budget range.
Yes.
And, you know, it's just amazing. I mean, it's almost shocking when we get a... I still get so happily surprised when somebody said, sure, and I'm like, really?
Yes, yes. It's just that, like, you know, there's so many people I want to talk to, and in the last couple weeks, all I do is say to Berlo, let's get one of these on, let's get this on, whatever it is, like, whatever I can think of, and we just reach out to them and see what happens. I mean, in this short time, I mean, I got, like, Tom Papa emailing me. Mm-hmm. It's amazing, you know? And, like, a guy that doesn't owe me any time. Having guys like Chips Cooney on the podcast. Having, you know, like, just guys who have worked the business. And, you know, some episodes will be us talking. That'll never go away, they're talking. But if we can talk to interesting people and help plug things. And this will always be a podcast that helps support, like, New Jersey comedians, local comedians. Like, and that's what I want it to be. And, like, it's almost like how your comedy grows and you start to find your voice a little bit. The podcast is starting to find its what it is. Like, it's meshing together. Like, what are we? Now I could say we are a show that brings in interesting people. If not, we just tell life stories and stuff like that. And we just trying to have fun and support people who are artistic and creative and whatever it is, you know. And that's all I want it to be. That's all I want it to be.
And it's still very laid back. It's still fun. We're looking for laughs while we're talking to people. We want people to be comfortable and let loose and tell stories that they might not thought they would talk about. It's just amazing, some of the stuff that comes through here. And, you know, it's a pleasure. Thank you again, Scott, for the offer and coming over here. And can't wait to see what we're going to be talking about on 100.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a club, you know? It's like a clubhouse. We hang up here and just talk. And
sadly, like no girls allowed.
Yeah.
We really got to change that rule.
like I said, this is only done out of fun. There is no profit involved. There's no, obviously, no profit involved. Mm-hmm. But it's not for money. It's not for anything. It's literally to just entertain either you or myself and just get thoughts out on the air. And one day, when I'm old and gray, I hope to look back and listening to all 3,000 episodes and go to my deathbed with a Verbal Shenanigans shirt on. On that note, please keep subscribing. Those iTunes ratings really help. They populate the podcast a little bit. Those help. Instagram, Verbal Shenanigans. Twitter, at VS Comedy. Check out the web series or on Waking Obi. Might throw some other stuff up there. Who knows? I got some ideas. And all that's fun. Podbean's fun, even though it has like a 1991 interface. It looks like Angel Fire webpage. Yeah, but
it was a good year.
But they do have our podcast on there. And last little announcement. well, I got two. I'll do the one. August 30th is the third Verbal Shenanigans show with Mike Gaffney, Rich and McDonald and Carney, Ritu Chandra, myself, probably Michael Berlew, and it's a great time. $35 for a meal and a ticket on a Sunday. You're not doing anything. Football season's not going, so you're lying if you are.
Mm-hmm.
And the last announcement is I have been wanting to do shirts in the last couple weeks. I want to get shirts ordered. I've decided to put a little charity twist on the shirt. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to price out the price of the shirt printing to the exact price, and then I'm going to take that exact price and double it. So say the shirt was $11 to make, okay? So the price will be $22, and whatever the price is, that the half is going to go to a charity. So we're going to do like a little Indiegogo. We're going to find the best way to put it up there.
Yeah.
The thing we're going to donate to is something called the Naomi Cohen Foundation Artworks. And it was an organization I did some work with a bunch of years ago. And basically, I did some filming for them and stuff. And basically what they do, is they support kids who have cancer, brain tumors, blah, 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 blah. They put on not only an art exhibit, they put on like a music. The kids can do comedy. They put on a whole thing that goes on. And it's really touching. It's really hard to be there for hours because it is sad, but it's like this celebration of, you know, some of the artwork I saw was like kids drawing pictures in the hospital and what they were going through. And it's really inspiring. And I figured since this is a podcast that tries to support like artistic people, that's what it's going to go towards. And I haven't even told them yet. I didn't even tell Berlo yet, but that's where the money's going to go to. So if it's like $11, whatever the price is, it's going to be double. And let's see if we could make a good donation, then you get a cool shirt.
Yeah, that's
how's
great,
that sound?
That's a great deal, man. I mean, we kind of started that idea when we did the 50-50 at the yep. the last Verbal Shenanigans show, and it came out well. The Dover Renaissance, mm-hmm. they got like about $150, yep. something like that.
Out of nowhere.
Fantastic, considering we pretty much went through with it. We figured it out like a couple hours before the yep. The show. So it's great to hear we're still giving back to community because we need the community to keep this podcast growing.
So that's what we're going to do. That's it. I thought long and hard over the last week or so, like what organization. And I wanted to make sure it was an organization that I know where the money goes. And they do because I've worked for them 3-4 times back in the day. I haven't worked for them in 4 years. So they will be happy to hear this. So whatever the shirt costs, $10, $8, we're just going to double the price. That's what we're going to do. So if it's $8 to produce, it'll be $16 for the donation. You get a shirt and an $8 donation to the Naomi Cohen Foundation. And Naomi Cohen was one of the founder's cousins or sisters that died of a brain tumor young, but she was an artist, and that's what inspired the whole thing. And not to bum you out, but that is what we're going to do, and this has been a lot of fun, and I think that's it.
Yeah, I think we had a long run here tonight. I mean, sadly, the phones have gone down. I don't see any calls.
The phone waiting. System's gone down.
So, yeah, I think we had a nice extended show. Again, everybody, if you're out there listening to us, we appreciate you. And please tell your friends. If you have any ideas for what us to do or how to improve it, we're listening, man.
We'll be sitting here drinking beers, talking on the microphone. Life is funny, people. Laugh at it. Keep the wind at your back.
Thanks, everyone.
I love you, people.